The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 7th, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
My dear King, Ajamil, while maintaining his large family of many sons by abominable activities, passed 88 years of his life.
Evang nivasatastasya lalayanasya tatsutan kala agat mahanaradan astasiti ayusha sama. So, his living condition was cheating and stealing and forcing others to snatch away some money. This was his living condition. So he was thinking, I am very happy. I am begetting children, lalayanasya tatsutan. Every year one children and getting money by cheating others and living very peacefully. But the time factor was waiting according to one's duration of life. So, when astasiti, 88 years reached, his death was imminent. Kala. Kala means death. So, he did not know that time and tide was for no man. When time will come, death, then all this, my paraphernalia, will be taken out. I am very proud of my wealth, prestigious position, family, society, everything is all right. But what about your death? Do you think that any day death will come and it will take everything what we possess? In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that mittu aham sarvasahara. We are accumulating so many things, big, big buildings, big, big estate, big, big bank balance, big, big family, that's our life. But what is the guarantee that we'll be able to enjoy this? That they are not thinking. And it is a fact that death may come at any moment, especially nowadays. So, there is no guarantee. Even in your ordinary life, you are going by the car, there may be accident. Maybe now they are taking place, so many people are dying. He does not expect that I am going to office, I shall be killed. An aeroplane crashed. So there is no guarantee. Any moment we can die. But we are not thinking, because they have made this theory, that there is no life after death. So enjoy. Enjoy life as far as possible. But that is not the fact. After death, you will have to accept another body. Tatha dehantara prapti. But they try to forget. And the argument they put forward, that even I get one body, next life, I shall forget this life. So what is it all? Let us enjoy. This is called life of ignorance, passion. But this is not the proper life. So yesterday we discussed the different grades of life, first class, second class, third class, fourth class, fifth class, sixth class. So this kind of life, without any responsibility, and carried by the waves of time, is the tenth class life. This is tenth class life, ignorant. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings one song, Kano mayar vase jachyo bhese, hachyo habu dubu bhai. By the waves of maya, you are being carried away. And habu dubu, sometimes being drowned within the, under the water, and sometimes rising, floating on the water. This is our life, material life. You are being carried away by the waves of nature. Prakriti kriyamaanani gunai karmaani sarvasa. And sometimes, just like in the waves of water, you will find many straws and vegetables and leaves, they gather together, you will find. And again, by another toss, they are separated. One straw goes this way, another straw, leaf goes this way. No combination. Similarly, we are gathering together society, friendship, love, community, society, and so on, nationality, family, sons, daughters, wife, the same thing. The waves of water gathering together, the straws, leaves, and another way, all society, friendship, love, children, wife, everything is national, finished. This is going on. Bhutta-bhutta praliyati, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, bhutta, bhutta means taking shape in some particular type of body. The living soul is there within this body. But the outward dress, just like we are sitting so many persons, we have got different dresses. Similarly, all these 8,400,000 different forms of life, they're coming into existence and again changing. This is called material world. Bhutta bhutta praliya. But we are hearing from authorities like Lord Krishna. He says, na jayate na mriyate va kadasi. My dear Arjuna, a living entity does not take birth. There is no birth, death, old age, disease of the spirit soul. Na jayate na mriyate eva kadachid nitta shasato yang na hannate hannamani sadiye. That is understanding. That we, aham brahmasmi, we, all of us, we are particular Brahma, therefore we are eternal. There is no birth, death, old age and disease. So, actually we do not like to die. Why? Because I am eternal, you are eternal, so I want to live forever. But we are put under certain condition of this material world that we have to die. Die means, in this body we are creating some situation for the next life. And in order to accept, just like one person, especially this Ajamil Upakhan, he is ways of life was not ordinary, most abominable. So abominable, good or bad, in this life we are creating some situation so that we'll get next life another body. Therefore there is death. That is material world. And as soon as there is death, there is birth. Death means we enter into the womb of a mother for, say, 10 months. That 10 months is considered as death. Not 10 months, because the child within the womb of the mother returns his consciousness at when the child is 7 months old. This is human body. At that time he feels inconvenience within the womb of father. Before that he is unconscious, sleeping. Now when the body grows within the mother's womb and it is 7 months, then returns consciousness. He feels inconvenient. And he is very eager to come out. Those who are advanced, they pray to God, "My Lord, somehow or other get me released from this condition. This life I shall devote for rendering you service so that I may be free from this condition." So similarly, at 10 months, 10 days, he comes out but forgets Sajanero Kole. Many relatives, mother, father, takes care, and he forgets that, "I promise I shall become Krishna conscious this time, but on account of illusory energy, he thought that I am very comfortably situated. My father is taking care, my mother is taking care, my relatives are taking care. It's a very happy life." This is called forgetfulness. So, Sukhdev Goswami, therefore, he remained within the womb of his mother for 16 years. And as soon as he got out from the mother's womb, immediately he left home. He'll read in Bhagavatam. The father was going after father, that this boy going out, "My dear son, come back, where you are going? He didn't care. He went out. There are persons like that. They don't want to be attached to this material affection. Mayar buyuho. These are expansion of the illusory energy. That is sense. That is first class understanding. Actually, there is no need of this material world. Just like somebody said, if all the prisoners are become free, then how the prison house will go on? Mm. Is it a very good proposal? The prison house, as soon as it is stopped, as soon as it is closed, that is good for the society. Why there should be prison house at all? But they want to maintain the prison house. And very answers, "If people all are set free, then we'll fill up this prison house." they question that. That if all people go to back to home, back to Godhead, then how this world will go on? That is their anger. But we say, the sooner you close this business and all of you go back to home, back to Godhead, then everything is very nice. So, kala, as it is said, kala agat mahan. Mahan means very powerful, great. You may be very big scientist and very powerful politician, don't care for anything. But you cannot conquer over the Mahan, the great powerful time. Oh, that is not possible. You are independent, you don't care for God. But God will come, you'll see. Kaloshmi, when Krishna showed the gigantic form, Virat-murti, Arjuna inquired, who are you, sir? Because he was dealing with Krishna's friend, but after seeing the Virat-rupa, the gigantic universal form, so he inquired, who are you, sir? He replied, Kaloshmi. I am Kaal. Kaal appeared to take away all these sinful demons. So, Krishna appears still in form of war, big gigantic war, and takes away so many millions of people by one stroke. This is why. So we should have sense that we hear from the Shastra that we are eternal. Why you are subjugated to these laws of nature, kala? I do not wish to die. I do not wish to suffer. I do not wish to be old man. I do not wish to be diseased. And these things are forced upon me, I have to accept, and still I am so poor, I am thinking I am independent. This is called foolishness, rascaldom. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to remove this rascaldom, foolishness. That is the purpose of this movement. That, sir, you are not independent, you are completely under the grip of material nature. After that, you are all independence finished. You are under the control of material nature, and you have to accept a type of body will be forced upon you. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upapatti. So, how the next body is formed? Karmana, by your activities. You are forming your next body. You are responsible for your next body. Therefore, you should not become a ten-class man like Ajami. Of course, Ajami is better than anyone that we know. But we are creating this tenth class. No. Everyone has the chance to become first class man and come to the understanding, the value of life and mold our life so that we can, next life, we can get better chance. The so-called Darwin's evolutionary theory, somewhere or other he brings to the human body, but he has not discussed what is after human body. He has avoided. But after this, that depends on your work. because your consciousness is developed than the animals, than the cats and dogs. And the Shastra is giving you information how you can get the other body, next body. In the Bhagavad Gita you'll find Janti deva brata devan pitri janti pitri brataha bhuti ja janti bhutani madjajinopi janti mam. Now you make your choice. There are different planets. These rascals say that only living entities are in this planet and all planets are vacant. Just see your scientific knowledge. What the other planets have done, it is made of the same ingredient, five elements, earth, water, air, fire, and we find innumerable living entities within this planet, and why other planets made of the same ingredient and there is vacant? Why? This is not scientific knowledge. The other planets are also filled up with living entities, even in the sun planet. We cannot think the sun planet is made of fire, how living entities can live there. Yes? Why not? You have to little consider about your rascals' senses. What is the fault in the sun planet that there shall be no life? The five elements means earth, water, fire, air, ether. So, fire is as good as the earth, one of the elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, or sky. So, we are experiencing that the earth on the land, there are so many lives. And in the water, there are so many lives. In the air, there are so many lives. And why not in the fire? What is the reason? You have got some concocted ideas that in fire nobody can live there. But Bhagavad Gita says, no, can live there. There is Vasudeva, forget that fire cannot burn it. Can anyone recite that verse? Adajayam. Adajayam. This is the nature of the soul. Adajya. Asusyam. Asusyam. That is the distinction between the soul and the matter. Matter, any matter you take, earthly matter, in the hardest matter, namely the iron, it can be melted, it can be burnt. But the soul is distinct from this matter, therefore it is described adajayam. Any material thing can be dried up by the earth. But soul, asosayam, it is not dried. Any material thing can be moistened. So the soul cannot be. In this way, every particular there is. So in the fire, the soul cannot be, adajyam, it cannot be burnt. And we get information as there are worms in everything, earth, water, fire. In the fire there are worms. They are called Agnipo. Where is the scientist? But you get this information from this earth. Agnipo. Worms within the fire. And Krishna says, above all, this is also Krishna's statement, imam vivasati yugam praktavana hamambayam. There is kingdom, there is city, there is population. Otherwise, how Krishna went there long ago, 40 millions of years, and he instructed this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, Vibhushan. His name is also there, not fictitious. This is the parampara system. Imam vivasati yugam praktavana hamabhyam. So, we have got picture in our Bhagavad Gita. The sun god is listening. The sun god, there is sun god. Just like we here, we have got a god, Ford or Nixon. Similarly, in every planet, there is a god. Therefore, it is described, Janta Deva Vrata Deva. All these gods, they are demigods, they are not gods. God is one. So, Deva. That if you try to go to the sun planet, moon planet, or any other planet, millions and trillions of planets, you can go. Higher planetary system, lower planetary system, that you can go. That is, the description is there in the shastras. They are going to the moon. Of course, I have several times, they have never gone. But anyway, you can go to the moon planet. How you can go? The description is there. The moon planet is not vacant. That is counted amongst the heavenly planets. If anyone can go there, he can live there for 10,000s of years. 10,000 of years means according to the demigods years. Their duration and our duration is our one day, our 6 months, their one day. That is admitted by scientists. You go higher, the relative time is different. Just like when the Russians, first of all, sent their Sputnik, in 1 hour 25 minutes, they surrounded all over the world. Now, it is relative. You have got a speedy vehicle. So, generally, the 25,000 miles, this earth, it takes long time, even if you go by aeroplane. But, if you have got, when you have got a better machine, it is finished within 1 hour 25 minutes. So, as you go higher, the time duration becomes different. This is called relative. We hear from the Bhagavad Gita the duration of life of Brahma, sahasra yuga pajantam arahajat brahmano vidu. Some millions of years is equal to 12 hours of Brahma. So in this way, if you like to go to the other higher planetary system, there is system how to go there. As we have got system here in this world, if anyone wants to come to America, he has to arrange for visa and passport and so many things. Without going through the system, you cannot enter by force. So these foolish people are thinking that there is no living entity, it is lying vacant, and by force we can go there, and after spending millions of dollars, we come back with some dust. and become proud that you have got to mudra. Vedic Shastra does not say so. That you can go there, you can live there, the higher standard of comfortable life, the higher duration of life, Janti Deva Vidipatana Deva. You can go there. But anywhere you go within this material world, either the moon planet or sun planet or Brahma Loka, Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravati Narjuna. Even if we go to the Brahma Loka, that is also not permanent settlement. After many, many years, you have to come. Kine punne puna martalu kanga visanti. When your resultant action of pious life will be finished, you will come back again. So our Krishna consciousness movement is that why we shall accept this material body, which is limited. Maybe 100 years or 1,000 years or 100 seconds or millions of our advice is that revive your original permanent life, eternal life, and go back to home, back to God. That is our program. Don't die like Ajamil and others. This is our program. Those who are intelligent, they will take advantage of this moment and taptadi hang punarjanmanaiti mami. So take advantage of this moment intelligently, and there is no difficulty. You can see practically. We are not in any kind of difficulty. Very easily, susrukham kattum abhayam. Those who are devotees executing Krishna consciousness, susukham, they're happy. Susukham kortum, to execute this Krishna conscious atmosphere, susukham, what is that? Chant Hare Krishna and dance and take prasad. That's all. Where is the difficulty? So our request is, take advantage of this movement, and push it on those who are in ignorance, they do not know what is the value of life, what is next life. Just enlighten them. That is a good business. Krishna will recognize anyone who is pushing on this movement, he is immediately recognized. Because Krishna wants, we are all sons of Krishna. He wants us back to home. Live with him comfortably, without any disadvantage of conditional life, freedom. Krishna wants. Therefore he comes. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati bhāra. Tada atmanam sijamaham. Dharma saglani means, dharma means silliness. Glani means pollution. What is that? We are manufacturing so many rascal type of religion. This is dharma saglani. A real religion is, as Krishna says, what is that? Sarva dharmān parityajya māmi kaṁsaru. This is religion. Religion means the order of Krishna. Dharmantu sākṣāda bhagavat pranita. You cannot manufacture religion. Religion means you carry out the order of God. That is it. That is it. You do not know what is God, what is the order of God, or even if you know, you do not carry out, then what is the meaning of your religion? There is no meaning. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam directly takes it. Dharma projita kaitava atra paramaninma sarana. Vāsava vastu vedam aptra. So, this Bhagavad religion is not a cheating religion, it is real religion. Don't be carried by cheating child for religion. You do not understand what is the value of life, what is the goal of life, how we can revive our eternal life. These things have to be known, and then your life, human life, is successful, and that chance is present before you in this form of Krishna consciousness movement. Take advantage of it and be happy. Thank you very much.